Welcome to the Foncast. I'm Stefan Rudd. The deep state never sleeps. They never stop. When we get tired and we let things sidetrack us and we get into foolish debates and arguments about stupid stuff that don't have anything to do with the overall agenda of the party or even the white hats, just the white hats alone, then we become stagnant. But if you notice, the left never seems to deviate from their goal. They never seem to stop pushing for what they want. And you can be as dirty as you want to be with them. They can disagree on so many levels, on so many things. But at the end of the day, they all fall into line like a bunch of robots. It's almost as precise as military strategy. And it's not the sad part is not to our benefit. It's a bad thing that they are disorganized and disunified. And if they do any arguing or bickering within their own party, they do it behind closed doors. And then they get the message together, rush to the cameras, and tells us what the story is, what the narrative is. They will bicker behind scenes. But their agenda is the same. They do not stop. They do not allow anything to change their direction. Election audits. Trump is now starting to do rallies again. Well, he's going to start doing rallies again soon. I mean, we're seeing so much info coming out about Fauci and the virus. I mean, we can go on and on. Nothing fazes them. Nothing stops them from moving towards their agenda, their goal. And their goal is not to just win the White House and change a lot of laws. They want to do away with the Constitution. They want to destroy the fabric of America. And they want to do that by not necessarily amending the entire Constitution. They want to engineer a crisis that causes us to be taken over by outside forces, either from the inside or the outside or both. But their agenda is always the same, y'all. They need a new world order, a one world government. And this sounds like, you know, and you know what's crazy? I've been saying this for a long time, not quite in these details because I didn't understand the fullness of their plan until you begin to see it develop over the years. But I've always been speaking about new world orders and one world currencies and one world governments for years. I mean, I'm not a prophet. It's in the Bible. Everyone who has a Bible and reads the Bible knows that at some point in time, there will be a one world government. There will be a one world currency. There will be a one world leader. And everything you do will be monitored by that one world leader. The Bible calls him the Antichrist. Okay, so we're not strangers to the concept of a one world government or a one world leader or a one world currency where you can't buy or sell without the approval of the Antichrist. And the Bible says without the mark, which I believe the mark would be a chip they will put in your body that they can shut off when they want to. But the system has to be in place for this. And for many years, people said, well, this is the time of the Antichrist. This, and they were all wrong. I've heard preachers name the Antichrist and name who the world leader was going to be. And we're wrong. So-called prophets naming the world leader. And we're wrong. And now we're seeing the conditions almost ready for the Antichrist and the one world leader to come on the scene. Before all this happened, y'all, before the last 4 years of Trump, where he exposed so much, and even more the last few months, because it's accelerating really fast. Now that Biden is not, he ain't the president, but he's pretending to be one. But since, for sake of argument, since he's been in office, it's now moving at a pace that is unheard of. And you can see it so clearly now. You can see it so easily. And he's trying to do away with the coal and the gas and the you know the pipeline. He's trying to weaken our country. He shut down, you know, the Alaskan mining, whatever. Because he wants us to go back to and started buying oil. He started buying oil after shutting down the Alaskan mining. He now started buying oil from Iran, the leading country for terrorists. The same one that Obama gave $155 billion to. The same one that Trump put on the terrorist watch list, or rather the temporary ban. The same ones who sent planes into the towers, well, so called. We know that, you know, that 9/11 was an inside job too. They may have used, you know, some people from Iran. But we know that, you know, at the end of the day, it was an inside job from Bush too. And Democrats and Republicans on both sides of the aisle. So we're seeing these things happen now where they're attacking infrastructure nodes. They attacked, you know, the power grid in Texas this past winter. They attacked the gas so-called grid, you know, I'm gonna call that. They attacked the gas pipeline in the U.S. They're attacking, you know, the oil mines, or rather derricks and stuff, and how we get oil in the U.S. They're attacking our coal mines again. They want to make us completely 100% energy independent, or rather energy dependent upon other countries. Because other countries are on the verge of joining the reset. Well, they're already in, but when it starts, they're going to be the first ones involved. And then if we rely on China and Iran and everyone else to get our resources, our supplies, our gas, our medicine, over 70 to 80% of our medicine come from, you know, China, ibuprofen, Tylenol, 95% of that come from China. You know, Trump brought those things back to the U.S. and they sent it back out there again. Well, they're trying to. And then now we just had an attack, I believe, on the food department. So they want to weaken us, you know, they want to weaken us in energy, weaken us in our medicines and our supplies, and create a chicken shortage, a meat shortage, to have us on. Basically, it's the climate change agenda being forced on us by executive orders and hacks. Well, they call it hacks, but there are probably people in the U.S. that are actually doing these things. And so their agenda is the same, y'all. Weaken the military. That one I forgot to. Weaken the military. Weaken the country. Weaken our economy. And bring us into a state of emergency where we have to be bailed out by somebody else who's doing seemingly better than us. And now we're beginning to see the signs that we're close to the biggest reset in history. And that, and this also means to me that if we're this close, that maybe it's because the Patriots are getting ready to make their move. And so now they have to make the deep state has to make their move first. The military is probably getting ready to move too, because we're almost there. And the time has been set for the change. Well, y'all, I was on Facebook for a while, and I got blocked on Facebook. Facebook then, out of nowhere, the last day or so, gave me the account back. I'm like, you guys are bipolar. And but, you know, honestly, I probably won't return to Facebook in the same capacity. I'm just done with it. I'm ready for the next phase, the next big social media thing. So I'm going to go ahead and I'll be on Facebook. I'll be out of Facebook jail in 3 days. But don't expect me to comment much there, because I don't want to even, I just don't want to give Facebook any more traffic. Okay, so for now on, and until they have other outlets that I want to join, follow me on Telegram at t.me/StefanRudd. Also, I'm on Rumble. The video version of the audio, which will be for now a still shot, and then just the audio on video form, will be on Rumble.com, rumble.com/c/StefanRudd. And also, you can find me on Gap. I'm on Gap. At PHON. Okay, so follow me there. And then when Trump's account or media network, social media network comes out, I'll join his as well. But right now, I'm going to stick with Telegram and Gab and Rumble for now. Okay, my website is thefondcast.com. So right now, they think this is over because, well, for one thing, the election audits, they're really beginning to turn up and know a lot of stuff that is scary to the deep state, right? To the point where they're now beginning to question, they're beginning to throw out, you know, other distractions. Now we're talking about UFOs. Suddenly, mind you, y'all, people forget, they don't understand. Trump doesn't believe in UFOs. I know people out there don't do, but Trump does not believe in UFOs. Now, he's the president. He was the POTUS for 4 years. 4.5 years now. He's the ongoing president for 4.5 years. He's seen the files. He publicly came on, you know, the radio, Dan Bongino's show, the first episode, and he said he don't want to offend anybody, basically. Because people do believe in UFOs, but he doesn't believe in it. Why is he saying this, y'all? And I know people say, well, my uncle was in, he saw it, and he was a general in the military. I don't care what they say. Trump has seen the files. Trump has seen the evidence. And he doesn't believe in it. So, Now, why are we even discussing this anyway? Because on the second stimulus bill, the Democrats put in the bill back in December that they want to have this D-class on UFOs around this time. I'm getting the impression that they knew there would be audits occurring around this time. And that around this time, that this is when things will begin to fall apart for the deep state. Their narratives, their schemes are falling apart. Their lies are being exposed. And now they have to change the subject. And it's so easy to change the subject with people because UFOs is something that everyone believes is real. Now, I'm not saying that you're crazy for believing it, because there are things out there that are unknown. But I 100% believe that aliens are demons. Aliens are spirits taking form. A shape in the sky is a spirit taking form. That's why it's so oblong shaped. That's why it moves at rates that are impossible. That's why, you know, you can see it here and then it's gone. The spirits. And I'm going to get that, you know, now, because there are people like John Todd, who were former occultists that actually confirmed this. Back in the 70s, he was discussing this stuff back in the 70s. Before they had YouTube and Facebook and broadband internet, he was discussing, before I was born, really, he was discussing this crap. He was saying how there are witches that were out there in the field, and they would, you know, call out spells, and then shapes would appear in the sky as UFOs. And then she explained how those the demons and stuff, the aliens and the UFOs are demons. I won't get into that now. But the point is, they're now bringing in the distraction of UFOs around the same time that the Arizona audit is showing proof of fraud. And now they are expanding out, you know, the entire thing to the state now. And now we have other states like Georgia. I mean, the Democrats over there, they lured it up with criminal defense lawyers. It's a civil case. And they're over there hiring the same criminal defense lawyers that represented criminals like Ray Lewis. I know people get mad. Ray Lewis, you know, who was acquitted, 15 years ago of double homicide in Georgia? And his son, who was also acquitted of being charged, was he charged? Or I'm not sure. Was he convicted? I'm not even sure. But he was charged with threat three rape. And these lawyers got him off of that charge. So these guys represent big time people who are in huge criminal. I won't say they're not criminals, but they are. They were accused of high crimes. Okay, heinous crimes. So the writing is on a wall, and then Fauci had his emails leaked out. And in the emails, he is proving in the emails coordination with China in reference to the virus. And having it being engineered is proof that it was engineered in the lab, even though we know that it was already around. COVID was, coronavirus was, but they want to make it more deadly. So they tried to create something in the lab to make it more deadly. And then we have proof, also in emails, that Fauci admitted that there was both sides of the equation, Fauci and whoever he was talking to, both admitted that there was the mask don't work. The virus can still get in your eyes. And he knew this back in March, this part, but then in 05, he knew that via the emails, he knew that ACQ worked. So now they're trying to change the subject. UFOs, shootings, more hacks, fear, the threat of war. Oh, now I saw in Newsweek the threat of nuclear war by China. China is ready to go to nuclear war. This is called a Cold War. Okay? It's called a Cold War where no one actually throws a missile. No one actually shoots out, any drone strikes in the U.S. or nothing. It's a Cold War where they just talk crap. You ever seen two guys that don't want to fight? Just talk crap. Man, I'd take you out. You know, they just talk. They don't want to fight. But they're talking and putting on a show for the crowd. And then the crowd, hey, man, hit him. And they just push him. You know, he don't want to hit him. He just push him. He gets pushed back. China, right? These headlines about the war and stuff right now, the upcoming nuclear war with China, it's just two people who don't want to fight after school. And then, you know, there's a crowd around them, so they have to make it look like it's a real fight. So you're going to push me, or I'm going to push you, and just talk. We're not going to war. No one is dumb enough to launch nukes. I don't know, Stefan. No, because it'll mean that everyone's dead. Everyone's dead. They launch theirs, we launch ours, no one lives. So we have all these media distractions around a time where they are making changes behind the scenes. Here's a report here in the, the thinkadvisor.com magazine. Okay, this is from actually a week and a half ago, May 24th. It says, Federal Reserve to research central bank digital currency. Are you hearing this? Why? Because it's time for the reset. Watch this. The Federal Reserve is stepping up its research on digital currencies amid growing demand for digital currencies, payments, Governor Lael Brainard said. Brainard said three other topics. This is hard to pronounce. Brainard said three other topics. The growing role of digital private money, plans for using digital currency for cross-border payments by foreign central banks, and possible benefits for financial inclusion have sharpened the Fed's focus on central bank digital currency. In other words, they're saying they do want to make it a global currency. Brainard, who is the governor in charge of financial stability at the Fed, mind you guys, the Fed is not our friend. They are the Rothschild. Let me put it in more plain terms. They are the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. They are the child traffickers. They are the elite child traffickers. They worship Moloch, okay? The Baal worship, where they sacrifice children. This is all, you know, one of the Rothschilds was convicted of this just last year. She admitted, you know, in court. You can go find right now. She admitted in court. Lynn D. Rothschild or something like that. She was convicted of being a part of a sex cult, okay? A sex cult where they took children and they basically raped children in their cult. These people are Satanists. Now, the amazing part is you would never hear this on CBS, ABC, nowhere, CNN. This is big. That would be big news. She used to be a part of NXIVM. The NXIVM CEO and one of the Rothschilds, who's the heir to the bank, the Federal Reserve Bank, and heiress rather, and they admitted to sex trafficking, child trafficking, and being a part of a sex cult where they take children and they exploit them sexually. This is Baal worship, y'all. You think it died? You think people who worship other gods, you know, demonic gods, died? No, it's a realm. They call it something else now. You call it Hollywood, what they call it. Not quite, but I'm just saying Hollywood is a huge part of this thing. So these people at the Federal Reserve Bank, they are devil worshippers, y'all. They are demonic, demon-possessed, you know, Luciferian occult members, leaders. They're the ones that are giving us money. This is why there's so much crime, so much garbage going on in the U.S., in the world. Because you got Luciferian occult members giving the whole world money. Okay. So Brainard, who is the governor in charge of financial stability at the Fed, has watched Bitcoin and other digital assets become investment vehicles over the past year, raising questions about how the Fed and regulators would approach the question of rival money. You hear that? They said rival money. They don't like Bitcoin. Cryptocurrencies were created by the white hats.
Well, how is the fine? It's all digital.
Yes, but it's secured by blockchain software, which means that you cannot, you know, produce more than the software will allow it. You can't hack it. Excuse me. You can't create more money than you set in the beginning. Once Bitcoin, I can't remember how many coins there are. Once the last digital Bitcoin is sold, you can't buy more Bitcoin. You know, as far as the stocks, it's limited. It can't be hacked. It's completely unhackable. So that kills inflation. It'll kill people's if you're a billionaire and you don't have the assets to back up your wealth, it'll crush your wealth. That's why they don't want this thing to happen. People like Elon Musk, who's $170 billion. I can guarantee you he don't have $170 million in assets. I can guarantee you that. He probably got maybe 10, 20 maybe, billion in assets. I guarantee you that he ain't worth, he don't have real assets like gold, silver, property, whatever, houses. He don't have $170 billion in assets. I guarantee that. So in a cryptocurrency with limited digital coin out there, he's not going to be able to justify being $170 million rich. He will lose a lot of his money. So anyway, this is why they don't want that. They want to be able to print or create as much money as they want when they want it. They don't want a limit on that. So, read on here. She was critical of stable coins and other assets not backed by regulatory oversight. Did you hear this? I'm saying it. She was critical of stable coins and other assets not backed by regulatory oversight. Now watch this. In the next sentence, it tells you what stable coins are. Cryptocurrencies plunged in volatile trading last week as China announced it would crack down on mining due to financial risk and after Tesla Inc. said it would no longer accept payments from Bitcoin. So now we know for a fact now that Elon Musk is white, is black hat. I'm gonna read one more thing, part of this here, and then move on here. It says, this is about maybe three or four paragraphs down from that. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, another Fed member, said last week that the central bank would publish a research paper on central bank digital currency this summer and seek to engage a broad group of stakeholders. He said, cryptocurrencies have not served as a convenient way to make payments. Why? Because of their swings in value. And added that so-called stable coins, whose value are tied in reserve currency, are likely to attract more scrutiny from regulators. So his argument is that you can't trust cryptocurrency and Bitcoin because they fluctuate in value, right? Here's the problem with his statement. Right now, it takes $30,000 to buy one digital Bitcoin. Let's find a lesser coin, Litecoin. Litecoin takes $200. You gotta have $200 of your U.S. dollar to buy one Litecoin. Yes, the value go up and down, but the value is way higher than the dollar. So what they're really saying, they're not telling people that. People say, well, he's right, it's unstable. I ain't buying Bitcoin because it's up and down. Yeah, but it's one coin is more than $37,000 in U.S. dollar. And even if it plummets down to $100, it still takes $100 to buy one Bitcoin. So the value of the coin is holding its value. What's really happening here is y'all, cryptocurrency hold their value a lot better than a dollar because it's not, you can't make as much as you want. There's a limit on what you can make, how much you can make. So you can't inflate the coin. The currency is it can't be inflated. There's a limited amount of it that you can even create. The software blocks anything over that amount. And if you were to regulate it and back it by gold, it's unstoppable. You kill inflation. What happens when you kill inflation? Well, for one thing, the price of the gas and the food goes down because now it takes less money for the people, the companies to make those products. They're going to lower prices because now they can sell for cheaper and make up for it in volume sales. Also, the dollar in the U.S. becomes so powerful that it'll make the other country's dollar weak. So let's say that the other countries in the world are in digital currency that's not backed by gold and silver that you can make as much as you want. And we're in, say, Bitcoin, any crypto that's secured by blockchain, where you can't create that much. You only create, maybe 2 million coins. Let's say, for example. Okay? We're in that system. Our dollar would be worth, if we were in Bitcoin right now, and they was in, whatever, they're still in fiat, it would take over 40,000 of their dollars to just buy one of our dollars. One of our dollars would cost them $40,000 to get. If the whole country right now in the U.S. just say, hey y'all, we want to change over from the dollar to Bitcoin right now, then we will, number one, the money you have now will shoot straight up because we're now moving to a different currency now. That has better value. And now the whole world was like, wait a minute here. We can't even buy products from the U.S. anymore. It'd be China. China would say, well, we can't even buy imports, right? The exports from, the U.S. anymore. Because it costs $40,000 for $1. So what happens then? The U.S. becomes the number one hub for everything. Because we can set our own prices. All right, look, you can't afford 40 grand. We'll sell to you for this and that. So we'll be the only ones involved in trading in the world. People will move their jobs to the U.S. They would try to make deals with us. We will be the head of all deals because we'll be the alpha because we have a stronger economy than them by far. And this is their fear. They want the whole world reset at the same time. Now, here's a story that came out in the CNBC. And this story involves Russia. It says, digital currencies are the future for Russia's financial system, central bank governor says. This came out on Tuesday this week. And it was updated on Wednesday. Digital currencies are the future for Russia's financial system, central bank governor says. Now watch this here. Now remember now, the feds, they're not on our side. As the economy As the economy moves online, digital currencies will be the future of financial systems, according to Russia's central bank governor, Elvira. Her last name is hard to say. I won't say it. Elvira. It says Nebulina, my guy. Nebulina or something. I can't say it. There is a need for fast, cheap payment systems, and central bank digital currencies can fill that gap, she told CNBC. Let's see here. Let me go down here to she goes, I think it's the future of our financial system. No, let me go on down further here. Okay, all right. Central digital bank currencies. Yeah, aren't the same as cryptocurrencies. They are issued and controlled by authorities. Authorities meaning the feds. And the value of one digital ruble will equal one cash ruble. In other words, they're saying that the feds don't. This, mind you, this is a Fed head. Okay, this is a Federal Reserve Bank head. And then, of course, every country has their own local Federal Reserve Bank, But there are, you know, the hierarchy is same as, you know anything else. You have the corporate offices, you have the head offices, you know, and you have like little ones here and there, you know, in different areas. Okay. But it's all part of the same, you know, the same system here. So what she's saying here is that she is a Federal Reserve head, right? She is implying that they are the authorities. The private bankers are the authorities. Now, the Federal Reserve currencies and stuff, they're not being regulated by the government per se. They are, but the rules are made by them. They make their own rules. And we kind of say, all right, yeah, you know, we need the money, so all right, cool. We'll sign here. That's how it works. Yes, it's regulated by the government. But because the government owes so much money, they don't want to rock the boat. Because then, you know, they might call, the feds might call for their money back. And then we have a crash. And everyone's broke. So what she's saying here, that they want to move away from Bitcoin. So now we're seeing the push to destroy Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. Why is the deep state trying to destroy cryptocurrencies? Because it was created by the white hats to be the killer of the deep state's currency. And so here in Russia now, they're making their push now to move towards completely 100% digital currency. And she made it very clear that they're not going after Bitcoin. They don't want Bitcoin. Now, I just read you a story about China not going after Bitcoin. Now we have Russia saying, yeah, we're going to reset to this here. We're not going to do a Bitcoin. So we're seeing the reset happen now. They're moving in now. And it was very clear here, and you know, I'm gonna read the piece for you to you. But in the piece here, they said they want to move towards euros, yuan, yen, and some gold. I think it was a 50% euro, 40% yuan. It was like 10%, you know, whatever. I can't remember what it was. 10% or so of yen and 20% gold. So they're going to basically, the gold is thrown in there just because. But it should be more gold than anything else. But they're saying, you know, only a little bit of gold, mostly euro, mostly yuan. So in other words, they're trying to just, and pounds too. They want to get some pounds there too. But they're trying to just keep it all within the EU and China. Why? To put pressure on the U.S. to join in. They will all see if they're going to reset now. And this is, and we have said this for years and we're called nuts. And now we're seeing it happen. So they're getting ready to make their move. And I'm going to end it here in this part here because it's getting long. They're getting ready to make their move, y'all. They're moving towards their one world government, their new world order, their one world currency. They're getting ready to make the announcements now. But they have to have Russia and China and everyone else in place so that when the announcement is made, that they finally, and I didn't read that far, but they're planning on having this currency in Russia by the end of this year. I'm sorry, the trade advisor publication, they plan on having a new currency by the end of this year. They said a prototype by the end of the year. This is in the piece. And you won't hear a peep about it on the news right now. The U.S. has been blocked out of this kind of, reporting. So what they want to do is have the rest of the world get involved with this push for the one world currency so that they can finally say, well, we're all involved this year. Where's the U.S.? Well, you can't buy from us using your dollar. Now China won't take our money. Russia just stopped taking our money. Who's next? Germany, maybe? The EU? Who's next? So we're being frozen out of trade. And if the deep state would have their plan, would have their way, then we would be considered slaves to them now. Okay, well, now they run the whole world. Let's just start buying our stuff back from China again. Let's start buying our stuff from Russia. Let's start buying our stuff from whatever, and make us weaker. Everyone has their bets, hedged on China, in the deep state. They have houses there. They have property there. They travel there a lot, so that when America becomes a third world country, they can get on a ship or a plane and be out of here. But that won't happen, because not now anyway. It'll happen probably eventually, but not today, because Trump is still here. So this is why we're seeing things happen now a little bit faster than before. Governor Abbott, declared a state of emergency for the border. Why? Because he wants military presence down there. Florida as well. And I believe Arizona is in the same boat, I believe. I'm not sure. But they're trying to secure the border. Why? What's at the border, y'all? Invasions. Chinese troops are at the borders. In the north and the south. We are already at war. We've been at war for a while. Not nuclear war, but we've been at war for a while. So they're calling them to the border for a reason. It's because that's where the troops are, ready to cross over. That's why they have the open border policy like that now, where Biden wants them to come over the border, because then you can sneak in Chinese troops. Sneaking, terrorist. And I'm not telling you why. This is what I absolutely know. That I can't remember how many are, but there are a lot. I mean, in the thousands and the tens of thousands of Chinese soldiers at the Canadian border and the southern border, ready to cross over and take over us. Just ready for the signal. Just ready for it. Why is Trump taking so long? He should have arrested them on the first day. And then there'll be a war. While we're fighting each other in a civil war up here, we would have gotten invaded by China. I mean, we have to move at a pace that makes sense, obviously. But we also have to make sure that we don't destroy our country by moving too fast. So we're in a very dire time here. And while we're arguing about, sidebar issues, these deep state criminals out there don't care. They are unified. They are still on the same agenda. They agree in public. They may disagree behind closed doors, but they Fauci is being lit up right now. And they don't say, well, let's throw him on the bus. They circle around him, form a barrier, change the subject, and then that's it. While we're arguing over mRNA versus nanobots versus we're arguing over dumb stuff. They're focused on the goal, and we all think that this whole thing is about a vaccine or a virus. When that's all the distraction. All that virus and vaccine crap. Yes, people are getting injured, but we're spending more time talking about viruses and vaccines than we are what they're doing. They're trying to take over the country right now. They're trying to change the dollar right now. Our dollar is already being refused in other countries. While we're arguing and bickering over stupid stuff. It ain't stupid stuff. Somebody will die from it. I get that. But if we don't fix this here, there's going to be a lot more deaths than that virus, strain and vaccines can cause. If we don't fix this here, if we don't get on board, support, you know, the White Hats, because people out there say, well, Trump take too long. I think this is how it looks like. It's not in control. I just can't. I'm like, what? How could you turn on him so fast? How could you turn on someone who's never lied to us in the White Office so fast? The only guy who fixed the economy the right way. The only guy who fixed everything. The military, healthcare. Well, he tried that part, but he didn't get everything done. But how can you turn so fast on a guy like that? I don't get why he's trying to give everyone the vaccine. Hey, look, he understood that some people out there are going to get it either way. And you cannot alienate one half of the base just because another half doesn't agree with the vaccines. Meanwhile, Russia, China, the feds in these countries, they're now moving away from US dollar. And they're now saying by the end of this year, of this current year, we're already on month six. We don't have that many months left over in this year. By the end of this year, they will have a prototype for the first digital currency to make payments easy across the world. And what's crazy is they're refusing US dollars, right? The feds are the ones who created the US dollar, the fiat debt dollar. It's their currency. And they're refusing the currency that they created. Do you see how foolish this is? That's China, Stefan. That's China and Russia. Yes, and they use Federal Reserve dollars as well. Their dollars are also created by the Federal Reserve, owned by the Federal Reserve. And now they're telling us we're not going to take U.S. dollars that we own. It's like, but you own all the money. You can just basically make it all work. But this is how they create division and the appearance of differences so that they can bring everything together and become the heroes. You divide and then you conquer. How do you conquer? You divide the people in many different ways, politically, spiritually, through religion. You know, economically, you divide the people up. And then you send in a savior to unify them behind one thing. And that one thing is going to be a thing that conquers them. Divide and conquer. Be in prayer, y'all. Be in prayer because we're almost there. And I believe that the military is going to move in fast, moving soon, because they have to stop this from happening. And if they don't, then we're going to enter in the 7-year period of the Bible. I won't be here. I'll be gone, and I wish you well. I wish you well if you're still here. But we have to fix this now. Because if we don't fix this now, then your child and my child and everyone's, we're going to be slaves to terrorists in suits. And they're going to tell us, you know, what you can't buy, what you can't buy, where you can go, where you can't go. How many people can actually be in your home? I mean, it's ridiculous, y'all. They want to tell you what you can't eat. You can't have chicken anymore. No more meat. We want to give you this fake meat made from plants. They're going to force you to be vegetarians and eat bugs. They're already discussing this crap in the news. It's like really? Like, you really want me to eat a locust? Like, what is wrong with you? And this is where we're headed. Now, the Bible says we'll get there at some point in time. We will get there at some point. I don't believe it's now, but it could be. You never know. I'm not God. I can't read his mind. Neither can you. But as long as, you know, I'm here, I'm going to fight for more time until otherwise. But let's get this together. There's one more piece I want to read to you guys. This is in the MSN.com news cycle. The report came from Salon. It says, Trump generals who remain, why there is reason to fear a military coup in the U.S. Now, this is important because Flynn was asking about a coup. Why can't we do what was done in Myanmar and have them go in with the military and recover this country for us? Remove Biden, arrest him, and the party members that were involved with this deal, and then basically have a reset on, you know, the entire presidency and whatever. And of course, he said, well, he don't see how it couldn't happen, why it shouldn't happen, he said. And now they're saying here in the piece, they're nervous because they're saying, well, this will be a disaster. And when you read, I'm not going to read because I'm out of time. When you read the piece, they spend the first 7 to 8 to 9 paragraphs discussing what we already know. Lies. But, you know, what we already know. Michael Flynn was arrested on this charge and that charge. He can't be trusted because he did this, did that. And you know, and they impugn him the entire article when the headline is supposed to be about why we should fear a coup by the military. And then at the end of the piece, the last two paragraphs, the fear part of it comes in. And they say, oh, it's because of what happened on January 6th. That this happened because of the talks of a military coup. When it did not. And so no one died. You know, no one died. Not even Ashley Babbitt. She didn't die. She was an actor. I stand by that. I don't care what no one say. Bring her husband came on TV. These people are actors. They are actors. And I've shown the documentary on that on Facebook. I mean on Twitter. I'm sorry, Telegram. And I'll find it and send it again. But it proved that they were all actors. So their fear factor is that can happen again. And I'm like, huh. I thought they were gonna say, well, they don't want, you know, bloodshed, they don't want this, they don't want that. But they're talking about, you know, January 6th. What are they afraid of? They're afraid of the people taking back the country. They're afraid. Their fear is, they're projecting their fear. And their fear is they don't want the people to take back the country. They don't want Trump back in office. And they're bringing this up now because they know that this is probably going to happen. This is on deck. It's on deck, yo. The same machines that we use in Myanmar we use here. The same people, the same kind of people who wouldn't leave office after being discovered to be cheaters wouldn't leave office are here. And what's going to happen, y'all, in about 2 more weeks from now when Arizona proves fraud, and then it goes to other states, it's already in Wisconsin and Georgia. And now PA is talking about having an audit as well. What's going to happen when it spreads? And the news comes out about it. It's going to be chaos. Because now they have to stop this from happening. We have Fauci. He's being exposed. And I'm guaranteeing y'all, we're getting ready to see Dr. Fauci be exposed. Not only as a funder of the Wuhan lab pertaining to the virus itself. We're going to find out that, you know, they're walking their way up the ladder. to discovery that maybe this wasn't really a bad pandemic at all. Maybe COVID wasn't really that dangerous. They're going to get to the part where they hid. Think about everything that Trump said. It's being exposed now. And one of the things he said was that they're hiding deaths in other deaths in the COVID deaths. And we're getting ready to see that. So what would happen, y'all, when the world realizes, you know what, those deaths, you know, they weren't really COVID deaths. What happens when they realize that we lost a whole year and some change in my time because of a lie? And then HCQ does work, and they pulled it off the shelves, and Fauci knew about it in 05. This is all hitting the news now, right now. But it's going to be soon. It'll be mainstream. It's going to be chaos. And then, so they were a part of the pandemic that caused them to make the laws, and the whole point was to overtake the government and win the election. And then we have fraud in the election that's proven by this time. And then all of a sudden, we have Ghislaine Maxwell also out there. And we learned that some people that she was working with and selling kids to were the same people who were fighting the fraud or fighting the audits, the same ones who stole elections, the same ones who created a fake pandemic. What happens when all of that happens at one time? Do you really think that Joe Biden, okay, y'all, we lost, they got us, we're going to leave? No. It's going to take force. And not just them. The Congress, the Senate, the governors out there, they're going to be taken down just like they were the scene on January 6th where they rushed the Capitol building. Even though it was just mostly peaceful, they were tour guys that they were touring the building more than anything else. They're afraid of seeing that same scene happen, but this time is Marines with M16s, and they're coming, you know, at them with guns drawn, helmets on. Are you hearing me? They're afraid of that. They know that it's coming. In this piece, they projected their fear. Their fear was not January 6th. Their fear was being overtaken by scarier forces with guns, angry, righteous indignation, because they know that they have to save this republic. When all these things come out, y'all, when all these things hit the fan, they're going to black out the internet, or try to. They're going to take down probably Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. You know, you won't be able to get on there for a while. Maybe hours, maybe days, who knows? They're going to shut it all down. I believe, this is just my theory. And when they do, how will they communicate what's happening to the world through the emergency broadcast system? When they cannot, when they have absolutely no direction and no ways to get the word out to the people, they're going to have to black out. I mean, they're going to have to take over the cell phones and TVs and the radios. And we're almost there. Let's just be patient. We're close. These people are making the move on the global economic reset right now. They think they've won. And Trump wants them to think that they have the chance to do it now so that they can begin it. They can start it. Why? Because when they start it, he can come in and hijack it. He can take over it. People can see that, wow, they really were trying to create a one world government. I'm telling y'all, I'm married to a person who's being red-pilled. Are you hearing me? being red-pilled. I'm telling you, it is necessary for the amount of time that it's been to get people to wake up. You may have been awake for 4 or 5 years or longer, but there are people who have just woken up last month. And they're seeing it because of what's going on in the Biden admin. So you have to really understand here that this entire process here is necessary. It's needed. And we have to be patient and wait for everyone else to catch up to where we are. We have to wake up as many people as possible. But now, also, rather, we had to wait until the deep state made their move. So that now Trump is not the one causing the crash, but he is the one who would take over the crash and fix it. And I believe they were going to have that happen real soon. They've already removed, or Trump removed his Twitter-like feed from his website. And I think it's because he's about to launch his network or join one. But we're real close, y'all. We're real close. Be strong. Be faithful. Pray. Please pray. The plan has to go through properly. Now, if God wants to change the plans, that's on him. Just accept that, if it happens. And say, all right, well, it happened because God wanted it to happen. But until then, we pray that these patriots can take over these deep state actors and win. All right, guys. I'll see you tomorrow.